Y'all don't be getting hungry on me now. I normally eat between 11 and 11:30. Done past mine, so you just bear with us just a little bit. We're going to skip a few of these verses. Got a lot of names in it. We'll probably skip them this morning. We're going to read you some scripture. 46th chapter of the book of Genesis is going to start with the first verse. A lot of things crossed our hearts and our minds and just coming this way today, being homecoming. I guess you think, or I do, I go back a lot of times and think about them that are gone. And there's quite a few gone. Quite a few that I'm acquainted with and become acquainted with here at Mountain View. A lot of men and women alike. That's not here anymore. We understand that. We understand life, how things are, but sometimes I miss some things. I really do. I just miss some things. Lord, just as real today as He's ever been. I believe that. But I believe that we can all have some precious memories of some folks that's done passed on. I saved 1970. One Wednesday night in September. And to my knowledge, I believe there's 3 people that I actually know that are still living that was there the night I saved. 3 people. And it doesn't seem that long. It really doesn't. Seemed like it was yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you some scripture. Just trust the Lord for the message this morning. As we say, we'll probably skip from the 8th verse down to the 25th verse, I believe it is. And then read the remainder of the chapter. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read you. Starting with the first verse, says, "And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt. And I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, and the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. We're going to slide down to the 25th verse. It said, and these are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel, his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were seven. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, and all souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. And all the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren and to his father's house, I will go up and shew Pharaoh, and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle. They have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, what is your occupation, that ye shall say, thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis, knowing that it's a very familiar scripture, and that we know this morning, I really do appreciate the service that we've had this morning. I appreciate the memorial service this morning, as well as the singing today, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Now, I'm sort of like Mike. Now, some of you may be in a hurry, but I'm not in a hurry, so you just bear with us. I don't know. I really don't altogether what we might say or might do, but I want you to think about that of the story. And we know this that had come to pass and what was happening here when the children of Israel had come to Egypt. He made mention here that they were 66 souls of that of Jacob, and they was 4 in Egypt, being Joseph, his wife, and his 2 sons, which made 70. They were 70 souls that come first into Egypt. When they was there, and the scripture teaches us that they was going to be in this land, I believe, for 400 years. So you know the scripture, and you bear with us for just a minute. I'm going to preach this morning. The Lord help us. I'm going to preach homecoming. Homecoming. This is homecoming. Homecoming. I very seldom do you get a message that suits the occasion, I guess, but this is what I've got, so you just bear with us for just a little bit. There was several years that had passed since Jacob had seen his son Joseph. Several years, several things, several times had passed, and things had went this away and that away. And you remember the scripture when, before Joseph ever left down there, that his brothers didn't care anything about him. They really hated him. They had had nothing for him but to kill him, and that was really what they was going to do. But the scripture says that even Reuben spoke up, and he said, "It's not good that we'll kill him." Said, "Here's a pit. Let's just put him in the pit." So that's what they done. And the Bible said that they took the coat that Joseph had, and they got blood and put blood all over it. And when they brought it home, they told their father Jacob, they said, "See here," said, "here, here's his coat. See if it be his coat that a beast has devoured him." And brethren, they thought, brethren, that day that they'd never see Joseph again. They really didn't. Brethren, they didn't have no means or even desire, brethren, to ever see that boy again. My friend, but I want you to realize that, brethren, God had a hand in this. He most certainly did. We talk about sometimes about the things that God knows. And the truth of it is, He knows it all. Brethren, it might not look like that God knows very much about us today, but the fact of it is, He knows what tomorrow holds, my friend, and years to come. My friend, He most certainly does. People think, "Why, preacher, He don't know." My friend, He wouldn't let me go that way. Brethren, He ain't going to make you. Brethren, He'll give you a choice, and you'll do the choosing. Yes, you will. My friend, yes, you will. My friend, but I think sometimes He takes us just like He took Joseph. Brethren, Joseph had no clue. Brethren, where he had wound up at. You think about that, brethren. He had to be. He had to be fearful. My friend, when he was in that pit, not knowing what his brothers would do. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm glad to tell you this morning, my friend, that God will take care of them that cannot take care of themselves. Did you know that? Yes, He will. Yes, He will. I'd like to have the Lord take care of me, wouldn't you? My friend, He has. My friend, thank you, He has. My friend, brethren, these things that's happened, brethren, in our lives, and I believe, my friend, would not have happened had the Lord not took care of it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says, "I'll take my time, you just bear with me. My friend, for just a minute." Brethren, I want you to know that Jacob loved Joseph. My friend, he most certainly did. He pondered some things in his heart. Brethren, that Joseph had left with him. My friend, yes, he did. You remember the time that Joseph would dream dreams. My friend, and he'd tell about them dreams. My friend, the reason his brothers didn't like him, one reason. My friend, the other reason is that Joseph wouldn't go with them. My friend, and do some of the things they done. My friend, just read the book. My friend, but brethren, then they begin to call him a dreamer. Brethren, a dreamer. It wouldn't surprise me. The scripture don't say. knife him, but it wouldn't surprise me that he had some dreams about them. That knife him, and they just wouldn't believe him. That knife him, yes, sir. Yes, sir, but he dreamed a dream. You know the scripture. And I got to lay a little bit of a foundation. My friend, I'll tell you something this morning. My friend, brethren, you've already been preached to. Brethren, those of you that was outside. My friend, and brethren, you has brought a message. My friend, brethren, about how sin, my friend, separates. My friend, and how sin, my friend, makes a difference in people's lives. It most certainly does. My friend, you know that Joseph dreamed a dream. Brethren, he said the sun and the moon and 11 stars. My friend bowed down to this one star. My friend, and at this time, Benjamin wasn't even born. My friend, think about it. My friend, and he told his dream, and they didn't none of them like it. My friend, and then he went and told Jacob. My friend, and Jacob didn't know what to think about it. My friend, he said, son, he said, are we all going to bow down to you? My friend, brethren, but yet he pondered these things. My friend, in his heart. Yes, he did. Wasn't long. My friend, wasn't long. Joseph wasn't no more. My friend, Joseph didn't come home no more. My friend, Joseph didn't sit at the table. My friend, no more. Brethren, and his brethren got rid of him. My friend, he is causing too many problems. My friend, you say, preacher, you said you was going to preach on homecoming. My friend, brother, can I tell you something? My friend, there's been men and women alive. My friend, brethren, that had to follow the Lord. My friend, they left all they had. My friend, they had to separate themselves. My friend, they most certainly did. Now, Joseph, brethren, didn't have a thing, far as I can tell. Brethren, they took him out of that pit, and they sold him to the Ishmaelites. My friend, the caravan. My friend, and they is headed to Egypt. My friend, brethren, they didn't know the vision that God gave Abraham. My friend, no sir, years, years before, my friend, brethren, Joseph was even thought about. My friend, God gave Abraham the vision. My friend, and told him, he said, thy people shall be captive. My friend, for 400 years. My friend, in a strange land. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, you didn't know. I just say, preacher, I thought that they all went down there at once. My friend, no. My friend, no. My friend, brethren, they went down there with one. Yes, sir. My friend, and that one was Joseph. My friend, yes, it was. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, he know. Brethren, I don't think he had a clue. My friend, what he is doing in Egypt. My friend, when they got him to Egypt, they put him on the cell block. My friend, and they sold him. My friend, that man by the name of Potiphar bought him. My friend, a captain of the host. My friend, and Potiphar liked him. My friend, yes, he did, and he put him in charge. My friend, of all he had. Yes, sir, they must have been something about Joseph. My friend, you believe that? My friend, I do. Yes, I do. I don't know about you. My friend, I ain't had no bad journey. My friend, I about had a roughing. I feel. I might have had some downs. I might have had some ups. It wasn't too good. How can I feel? But thank God I ain't had a bad one. How can I feel? No, sir. No, sir. How can I feel? I would to God, people, get to know my Jesus for just a little bit. How can I feel, brethren? They'd change your ways of doing. You know that? Oh, yes, they would. My friend, I'd like to thank my friend. Glory. My friend Jacob, I got too much. You just bear with me. My friend Jacob, my friend, knowed what it was. My friend, for God to take care of you. My friends, you know. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, can I say this? My friend, brethren, they might be a lot of them that ain't here. My friend, but brethren, God took care of them while they was here. Glory. My friend, yes, sir. Whatever state they is in. How did you know that? My friend, I thought about my friend, I thought about a lot of them. My friend, brethren, and the experience they had. My brethren, between them and the Lord. My friend, but folks, they didn't raise you in church just because it was something to do. No, sir. My friend, they raised you in church because they know what would work. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, they had some experience. My friend, yes, sir. They know what it was, Herman, to talk to the Lord. Glory to God. My friend, and some of them probably talked about you. How'd you know that? Yes. Yes. My friend, yeah. My friend, I reached over Tracy. I said, yeah. My friend, I've talked to him. Thank God he's talked to me too. How glory. My friend, it's good. It's good when that conversation gets to going. You know that? Yes, it is. Jacob knowed what it was for God to bless him. My friend stepped across Jordan. My friend didn't have nothing. My friend but a staff in his hand. Yes, sir. My friend. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, I believe he left some things. Well, I know he did. My friend, he left some things with them 12 boys. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, he left the love of God with them, too. Yes, sir. You know how he knowed about that. My friend, I think I read a verse here. My friend, where it said that he went to Beersheba. Brethren, and he offered up sacrifices. My friend, and you know who he called? He called on the name of his father Isaac. Glory to God. Think about it. My friend, after all that Jacob had been through, my friend, he wanted the God of Isaac to show up. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, it ain't that good. My friend, it could be. Thank the good Lord. now, friend, it sure could be. How now, friend, can I tell you something? How now, friend, if they hadn't been no famine, where Jacob was, my friend, he'd have still been there. How did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What'd you say, Whitney? How now, friend, he had to get you by the neck. How now, friend, sometimes, how to get you to move. How now, friend, brother, they some of us think God he has to do worse than that. How now, friend, how to get us to move. How now, friend, it ought to be shame on us. How now, friend, we ought to be willing. How now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How now, friend, nonetheless. Nonetheless, y'all know the scripture. I ain't got time. How now, friend, to get into every little detail, but I want you to realize, how now, friend, that Joseph's father knowed what it was. How now, friend, for God to bless him. How now, friend, and he did bless him. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He might have sent a famine. How now, friend, I've had folks to say a lot of times, how now, friend, you live for the Lord, you won't see a bad day. How now, friend, I don't know where you read that. How now, friend, you might have several bad days. How now, friend, you might have several in a row. How now, friend, and I'm going to tell you something, it don't mean God don't love you. No, sir. Hell, glory to God. How now, friend, a lot of simple things has the Lord helped me with. How now, friend, and there's a lot of big things he's helped me with. How now, friend, I had no clue how to handle. How now, friend, or what to do. How now, friend, it might not be that way with you. How now, friend, I've said this before, I'll not get in. How now, friend, to the shenanigans of it. How now, friend, but I need the lawyer one time. How now, friend, I'll tell you what, the Lord helped me get a lawyer. You may not believe it. How now, friend, because I went to more than one. How now, friend, the first one we went, me and my wife both. How now, friend, we sat down. How now, friend, we both left out with the same conclusion. We got to have one, but it won't be him. Glory to God. How now, friend, you say, preacher. How now, friend, God won't work like that today. He most certainly will. How now, friend, he knows a little more than you do. I don't care how educated you get. How now, no, sir, ain't nothing wrong with education. How now, friend, just don't let it be your God. How now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How now, friend, God knows how to turn a wheel. You know that. How now, friend, yes, he does. He knows how to fill a meal barrel. How now, friend, with just enough meal for every meal. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. How now, friend, glory, hallelujah. How now, friend, you listen to me this morning. How now, friend, Jacob knew what it was for God to bless him. How now, friend, Laban, that ain't all. How now, friend, he went down there to his mother's father's land. How now, friend, which was Laban. How now, friend, and Laban found out that God had blessed him. Because Jacob was there. How now, yes, glory, hallelujah. How now, friend, and Laban didn't even believe in God. Before Jacob got there. How now, I can prove it. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. How now, friend, isn't it amazing? How now, friend, isn't it amazing? They is idol gods. They is idol worship. They is images. How now, friend, way before today. How now, friend, and way before our years. Yes, they were. How Help my friend, brethren, these folks today. Help my friend worshiping idols. And I've thought to myself, help my friend, how in the world can somebody do that? Help my friend. Brethren, I figured Laban was a pretty smart man. Help my friend, brethren, him and Jacob got along pretty good. Help my friend, but what Jacob might not have known was that Laban saw the blessings that Jacob brought his way. Help my friend, ain't that the way it is? Help my friend, the Lord bless you. You know what you'll start doing? You'll start doing that more. Yes, you will. Help my friend, you find out where that corn come from. Help my friend, but you'll find out how to get some more. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Help my friend, I ain't got. I'm going to Joseph here in a minute. Help my friend, I'll get rid of Jacob before I do. Listen to me. Help my friend Jacob. Help my friend and his wife. They love Joseph. Help my friend. Was it not Joseph that she made a coat of many colors? Help my friend, the coat of many colors. Yes, sir. She loved him. Help my friend, and Jacob loved him. Yes, sir. I'm going backwards today. I can't help it. Help my friend, glory. Help my friend, brethren. Jacob knowed what it was. Help my friend, brethren, for God to bless him at a younger age. Did you know that? Help my friend, and Isaac, his father, told him. He said, don't you take a wife of the wife of the Canaanites. Help my friend, but you go down to your mother's father's land. Help my friend, and you find you a wife there. That's exactly what he done. Help my friend, Esau done just exactly the opposite. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm still going to homecoming. It might be a different one. Help my friend, I'm still going. You listen to me. Help my friend, brethren. Esau hated Jacob. Help my friend, yes, he did. Help my friend, he hated him. He despised him. Help my friend, and when Jacob left the house, brethren, to go down to Laban's land, help my friend, brethren, he knowed his brother disliked him. Help my friend, did he not? Help my friend, he lit upon a place. Help my friend, and he set up a pillar for a stone. A stone for a pillar. Help my friend, yes, he did. Help my friend, he just happened to dream a dream. Help my friend, had a vision. Help my friend, he said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. Help my friend, he took that pillar that he laid on and started a pillar. Help my friend, yes sir, with that stone, and erected a pillar. And he said, this is none other, help my friend, than the house of God. Help my friend, the gate of heaven. Help my, yes sir. Yes sir. Help my friend, and he prayed to the Lord. He said, Lord, you go with me. Help my friend, and bring me back again. Help my friend, he said, I'll give a tenth unto you. Help my friend, didn't have nothing but a staff in his hand. Help my friend, hear me. Hear me. Help my friend, brethren, Jacob spent 20 years down there. Help my friend, 20 years had he spent down there in Laban's land. Help my friend, and he asked old Laban, he said, let me go home. Help my friend, and Laban saw that God had blessed him. For Jacob's sake, and he said, I'll not let you go. Yes, sir. I'll not let you go. Help my friend, brethren, you better off just letting that inward man go today. Yes, you are. Help my friend, yes, you are. Help my friend, hear me. Help my my friend. He didn't let him go. Help my friend, Jacob said. He said, just work for it with me and I'll give you your hire. Help my friend. He said, okay. He said, I want all them spotted and speckled. Help my friend in brown. Yes, sir. Help my friend, brother. And I'll tell you, this message don't ever get old. Help my friend, this part of this story, I love it. Help my friend, I really do. I can see Laban looking out. Help my friend, and he might have seen a spot over yonder. He might have seen one over yonder. Help my friend, he didn't see many. Help my friend, no he didn't. He didn't see no brown either. Help my friend, or striped. No, sir. Then old Laban said, okay. Okay. Help my friend, you have all them spotted and speckled. Help my, yes, sir, and them brown. Yes, sir. Help my friend, did I see the Lord talking to Jacob? Help my friend, he said, go down and gather you two sticks. Help my friend, yes, sir, and he said, you carve rings. Yes, sir. Help my friend, and he said, when them old healthy cattle come to the water trough. Help my friend, you know why a lot of folks ain't getting blessed today? Help my friend, because there's a little work involved in this. Yes, sir. Help my friend, yes, sir. Help my friend, brother, there's some desire got to be in this. Help my friend, yes, sir. There's a desire that comes with following the Lord. You know that. Help my friend, there's a desire that comes with working for the Lord. Help my friend, preacher, I didn't think it was by works, it ain't. Help my friend, not works alone. Help my friend, but faith without works is dead. Help my friend, yes, sir. So is works without faith. It's dead. Help my friend, brother, they gotta be something on your part. Help my friend, a happening. Yes, sir. Anyway, he said, when them old healthy ones come to that water trough, he said, you put that stick in there. Help my friend. And he said, when them weak ones come, he said, you pull it out. Help my friend. Ain't that what he told him? Help my, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what started happening? Help my friend, brother. Them heels started dropping spotted cattle. Help my friend, brown sheep. Help my, yes, sir. Help my friend. And there's some old speckled out there. Help my friend, yes, sir. Must have been many. Yes, sir. Must have been many. Help my friend. You know what? Laban would have been better off letting go. Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Yes, sir. Help my friend. I can't help it. Help my friend. I get started backwards. I'm going away from Joseph. But I'm still on homecoming. Help my friend. You listen to me. Help my friend for just a minute. Why does people come back on homecoming day? Help my friend. Why do they come back? Some people call it Declaration Day. Help my friend. Some people call it a memorial. Help my friend. Why do you come back on homecoming day? Help my friend. We all like to go back. Every now and again, my friend, to where we were saved. Help my friend. Where we was raised. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Raised in church. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Where we was born again. Help my friend, brother, and it holds a precious place. Help my friend in our hearts. Help my friend, I can take you back to Union Grove Baptist Church. Help my friend, they've turned the church around. Help my friend, it runs this away. Help my friend, no it don't. Help my friend, it runs this way. Help my friend now. Help, brethren, but they left some of the old part. Yes, they did, and it runs in a nail, sort of like that. Help my friend, when I got saved, it run this away. Help my my friend, yes, sir, and I can still take you to the place. My friend, yes, sir, it doesn't mean nothing to nobody. My friend, it means something to me. Yes, sir, it means something. My friend, that's the place I was born. Yes, sir, and them people meant something to me. My friend, they most certainly did. Ain't it good? Ain't it good if you've had somebody that's just been missing for a while? My friend, or somebody you ain't been able to see for a while. My friend, and when you first see them, ain't it good, my friend, to get together? My friend, ain't it good? Thank God, just to be able to associate with each other. My friend, and fellowship with each other. My friend, listen. Brethren, after a while, Jacob told Laban, he said, I'm going home. My friend, I'm going home, back to my father's. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, now the sons of Laban come around to Jacob and accuse him of stealing. My friend said, yeah, said, you've took everything our father had. My friend, brethren, had you let him go home, he wouldn't have had. My friend, but you wouldn't let him go. Yes, sir, but he took it. He didn't take it. God give it to him. Yes, sir. My friend, can't you remember? My friend, now Jacob was on his way home. My friend, and somewhere along the journey, my friend, he stopped the whole crew. My friend, and he said, I'm going to separate y'all. My friend, he said, I want this band to go on. My friend, and this band, I want them to go over there and go on. My friend, brethren, he said, because my brother is still alive. My friend, he said, in other words, he didn't know what he was going to meet. My friend, no, he didn't. Brethren, he didn't know what Esau had in his mind. My friend, he didn't know what kind of gathering or meeting he was going to have. My friend, when he got home, my friend, ain't it good? Ain't it good this morning? My friend, it's good for us just to be here. My friend, it's good for us just to come and gather together. My friend, Tracy said he might not have had a memorial message or a homecoming message. My friend, but I'll say this, I believe it's a very suitable message. My friend, you know why I can say that? I believe he preached us what God gave him. Yes, sir. My friend, and it was good. My friend, it was good. I was glad. My friend, wouldn't you? I was glad. My friend, and good to hear. Thank God from home, ain't it? It's good. I appreciate hearing from home. My friend, I most certainly do. I never will forget first time I come up here. My friend, I was around in revival somewhere, and Brother J.O. was there. My friend, he said, Brother Randy, he said, I'm just going to tell you. My friend, he said, there ain't none of your preacher friends ever come visit you. He said, don't let it worry you. My friend, he said, I preached up in them mountains. He said, they don't come. He said, they just won't drop in. My friend, it's a pretty good piece. My friend, I know what a little bit about what he is talking about, but I learned a lot. My friend, about what he is talking about. My friend, brother, and people, they'll tell you all the time, I'm headed that way. Well, I'm still looking. I'm still looking. My friend, listen to me. My friend, the Bible said when he celebrated them in two bands. My friend, what did he leave that Bethel with? What did he leave Bethel with? A staff in his hand. My friend, brother, come back with what? two bands. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Herds. Sheep. Help my friend. Men, women, maidservants. Sons and daughters. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord blessed him. Yes, he did. He blessed him. This word. I can't help but to believe that Joseph knowed some things that Jacob had told him. Help my friend. You won't know. You won't know the real truth. Help my friend. I'll come back in a minute. Help my friend. Isn't it something, my friend, you raise children? I know men and women alike, my friend, been raised in church. Help my friend all their life. And you know what? They won't darken doors. Help my friend, brother. They got no, they got nothing for the church. Help my friend. I was drugged the church all my life. I ain't going back. Help my friend, shame on you. Help my friend, you don't know what you're missing. Help my friend, no sir, you just don't know what you're missing. Help my friend, one problem is that you got drugged. Yes, sir. There wasn't no question around the house where we was going on Sunday morning. Help my friend, or Sunday night or Wednesday night. Help my friend, there wasn't no question. They didn't ask questions. Help my friend, they didn't ask where we're going today. They know where we was going today. Yes, sir. They moaned and groaned, didn't want to go, had to whip some of them before we get in the car. Help my friend, have to half pinch them to death on the way there. Yes, sir. That's all I can get a hold of. Help my friend and drive safe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But on the way home, it's a different story. Did you know that? It's a different story. Oh, yes, sir. Glory. My friend, listen to me. I don't know what we've done, church, if we've made the church look bad. My friend, have we made the church a bad thing? My friend, I don't think we have. My friend, but brethren, we've got some younger ones coming up. It ain't all of them. My friend, this scripture talks about 1 out of 11. My friend, yes, sir, 1 out of 11. My friend, them other boys, my friend, they was mischievous. My friend, yes, they was. Brethren, they got into things. Brethren, they got their own father in trouble. My friend, yes, they did. Because of them 10, Joseph wasn't with them at the time. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, I don't know what it is. I really don't. I've been to church about all my life. My friend, brother, and I ain't been to a Baptist church all my life. My friend, when we went to church, I went to a church, a Christian, First Christian Church. My friend, Adairsville, Georgia. That's where I went. My friend, yes, it was. Ain't much difference between them and Church of Christ. My friend, not much. Say some. My friend, they do teach water baptism saves you. My friend, and it don't. My friend, I'm sad. No, I'm happy to tell you. My friend, ain't nothing sad about it. My friend, not a thing in this world. But listen to me. My friend, brethren. Brethren, I don't know what it is that runs a large portion of our young people away. My friend, brethren, it's probably a lot of men's traditional things. My friend, instead of the Word of God. My friend, you might not like that, but it's a fact. My friend, there's a lot of them young folks ain't going to hang around. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, they ain't. My friend, you don't have to go very far from right here. My friend, well, you can look around right here. My friend, there's enough people right in this old federal road to fill this building. My friend, and another like it. My friend, if there was a desire for people to go to the house of God. nigh friend. I don't go over yonder. That's so-and-so churches. That nigh friend. I don't go down there because that's so-and-so's church. And I don't go over there because old so-and-so's in charge over there. That nigh friend. You know what? The truth of it is, if somebody outside of the Lord's in charge, there's a problem. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That nigh friend, brother, and the Lord knows how to run a church. You believe that? Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, he knows how to run one. My friend, let me tell you something. My friend, Jacob went home two bands. My friend, Esau heard he is on his way. My friend, Esau got down there pretty close to him. You know what happened? My friend, there was a homecoming happened. My friend, there was something happened that Jacob didn't expect. My friend, the Bible said that old Esau ran. My friend, and fell upon his brother Jacob and kissed him. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! My friend, have you ever read the scripture? My friend, brethren, if you be at peace with God, my friend, or put you, get your heart right with God, he'll make even his enemies, your enemies, my friend, to be at peace with you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I know folks, my friend, that's had evil things in their heart toward their brethren. My friend, I know it. I'm talking about natural. My friend, I've been in meeting, my friend, and I just thought, well, I hope it don't break out. My friend, I'm honest. My friend, they just sitting across from each other. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've actually preached pastor to church. My friend, that the clerk just, my friend, he didn't like anything I was preaching. My friend, yes, sir. Caught me one Sunday. My friend, he said, I don't talk to you. My friend, there wasn't nobody else around me and him. My friend, and he lowered the boom. My friend, and he said, well, he said, if you preach that again, he said, me and my whole family gonna leave. My friend, that's exactly what he said. My friend, my preacher, what'd you do? I tell you exactly what I done. My friend, I kept preaching. My friend, but I didn't bring that subject up. My friend, I prayed. My friend, I did. I prayed. Deacons come to me. They heard about it. My friend, they said, Brother Randy, I said, you want us to handle it? My friend, I said, y'all just wait a little bit. That's exactly what I told him. I said, don't say a word to him. My friend, I don't know what's going to happen. My friend, brethren, and I'll be honest with you, I suffered over that. My friend, my preaching just went away, so to speak. My friend, I just didn't have a good liberty, my friend, about me. My friend, no, I didn't. It rocked on for about a month and a half. My friend, but brethren, when I prayed and I searched the scriptures, my friend, and I prayed and I searched the scriptures, my friend, brethren, they come a Sunday morning, my friend, it's all over with. My friend, I wasn't going to preach on it, but brethren, I couldn't help myself. My friend, I preached on that item that he said him and his whole family is going to leave. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I preached on, I still preach on it. My friend, might be some of you don't like it. My friend, that's all right. My friend, I didn't do it, my friend, to shame nobody. My friend, but brethren, I tried to do it out of love. my friend. I loved him and his family. My friend, I preached that message that morning, and I'll be honest with you, I left here. I did. I didn't know him or nobody else in the pew. I'm honest. My friend, yes, sir, he come through the line. My friend, he shook my hand. He looked at me dead in the eye. He said, I told you. My friend, what I was going to do. I said, I heard you. I said, do me one favor. I said, come back tonight and give up your office. Oh, glory to God. My friend, for the church can appoint somebody. My friend, preacher. My friend, I didn't want him to leave. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. You don't tell me God's way of work. My friend, brethren, it rocked on a while. They didn't come back. My friend, he come back and give up the office. I appreciate that. My friend, I really do. I believe the Lord appreciates that. My friend, that man, about 2.5 years later, my friend, he started, they called him to a church. My friend, he had never been ordained. My friend, it got on me to go to his ordination. My friend, I tell you, I hadn't heard a word from him. My friend, I know how he felt. But I felt like going to his ordination. My friend, you know what? I showed up at his ordination. You know what? The presbytery wanted me to charge him. Glory to God! My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, what'd you do? I charged him. My friend, yes, I did. My friend, my wife can tell you, she knows exactly who I'm talking about. My friend, to this day, we still good friends. We're good friends as we've ever been. My friend, yes, sir, he ain't never mentioned that one time. My friend, and I ain't one to harp on things. My friend, no, sir. That thing buried, as far as I'm concerned, a long time ago. Thank the good Lord. My friend, brethren, can I tell you, I don't know, but I believe in my heart. My friend, God had took and squeezed old Esau. My friend, Esau might have been faring pretty good. My friend, but brethren, every now and then the Lord, I believe he'd squeeze that old heart of Esau. My friend, and said, you better be good to Jacob. You better be good to Jacob. Was it not Esau and Jacob, my friend, that the elder would serve the younger? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it come to pass. My friend, just like the scripture says. My friend, let me run on. I'm going to finish. I'm going to hush. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't no way to finish. My friend, they really ain't. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, I don't know. I have no scripture for it. My friend, but it wouldn't surprise me. My friend, if Rebecca, I believe that's Isaac's. My friend, well, wasn't Rebecca, was it? My friend, is Rachel or Rebecca? Rachel. My friend, Rachel wouldn't. Is Rachel. My friend, it wouldn't surprise me if Rachel had held on to that coat of many colors. My friend, the scripture don't say. It says no more about it, but it wouldn't surprise me. My friend, if Rachel didn't hold on to that coat. My friend of many colors. Last time she seen Joseph leave the house. My friend, he had that coat on. My friend, hear me. I don't know. I really don't. I just think sometimes. And I believe she held on to it. My friend, the years passed by. My friend, and when a famine come in the land, what did Jacob hear? He heard they had corn. My friend, down in Egypt. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he sent his sons down there, sent money with them. My friend, they went down there to buy corn, didn't they?
now, friend, they run up on this man in charge. Now, friend, they didn't recognize him, Herman. They didn't know who the man was. My friend, but it was Joseph. My friend, Joseph. I'll just be honest. My friend, I believe Joseph, my friend, followed the Lord. My friend, I believe Joseph didn't entertain the evil and the wicked. My friend, I don't believe that he entertained any harm for his brothers. My friend, had he had done so, he could have done it. And they wouldn't have known no difference. My friend, listen to me. Listen, they didn't recognize him. He recognized them. Brethren, don't tell me. My friend, the Lord put them down there. My friend, that ain't all. He give them corn. My friend, he give them corn. That ain't all he give them. My friend, he give the money back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They got going a little ways. Y'all know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all of it. My friend, brethren, they come down the second time. They brought money for both corn. Yes, sir. Did they not? My friend, you know, when they went home that time, they had double money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But they had something else, too. My friend, they was going to have to, they come back, they was going to have to bring that younger brother. My friend, you know why Joseph said that? He said, y'all come back again. He said, you're going to have to bring that youngin' with you. Benjamin. My friend said, you're going to have to bring him with you. Brother Joseph wanted to see that boy. Yes, he did. My friend, yes, glory. My friend, they said, I believe it was old Reuben or Judah one. My friend spoke up and said, we can't bring him. Said, our father's already ill and weak. And said, we take his other son. Said, he'll just die. My friend, brother, they know the shape their father was in. My friend, he said, you come back. He said, you come back with him. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They still didn't know who it was. Brethren, that was their second trip. My friend, brethren, their third trip. Jacob told his own sons, he said, not so, son. Said, I done lost one. My friend said, what are you going to do? Deprive me of my other son? My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, brother Joseph, had a desire to see that young man. He most certainly did. Come get your verse. I'm about done. My friend, listen. He come down there with the rest of them finally. Brethren, when they left the third time, they had a golden cup. My friend, that was put in the satchel. My friend of Benjamin. Was it not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and they, when they found that, brethren, they thought, they done know they had a bad day. My friend, he sent service out there to get them. They brought them back. My friend, when they brought them back, the Bible says Joseph could not refrain himself. He couldn't hold his composure. And he told them, he said, I'm your brother. Joseph, you talking about a homecoming?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That ain't the best part.
Nope.
Father wasn't down there yet. Glory. Glory. Sent everything home with them. Sent the horses and the chariots. Said, you bring Jacob down here. You bring my father down here. Brethren, he brought him down there. When he got down there, the Bible says that Joseph ran to meet his father. And he hugged him, laid hold of him, and laid upon his neck a long while. You think homecoming? Huh? Homecoming? Brethren, old Jacob, I can just see, my friend, he was excited. He is going to get to see Joseph. Thought he was dead. And they laid around one another's neck for a long while. I don't know about you. I don't know your desires. I don't know what you stand in need of. But I'll say this. If you'd come home this morning, you'd find it to be just like Joseph and Jacob. Just like a father meeting a son. And I believe you'd lay around him for a long while. For a long while. There's some folks need to come home. Preacher, it's homecoming. Best time in the world. It's a lengthy service. Forget it. If your heart was in trouble, would you care how long it was? I've been in the altar myself. I've told this before, but when I announced my calling to preach, it was a communion foot washing service. Those of you that know, it's lengthy anyway. But I got in the altar that night with one intention. Not leaving there till I got satisfied of what was going on. And I believe I stayed, they say, a couple of hours on communion foot washing. I hadn't even got to communion yet. Or foot wash. What does that mean? But I'm going to tell you one thing I did do. I come home that night. I come clean. I come to business.
Yeah.
I got up from there and I got willing to do what I was supposed to have been doing. And you know what? I can honestly say the Lord's blessed me on my journey. Jacob had some ups and downs. Jacob, as he said, Laban changed his wages 10 times. And he did. But at the end of the road, my friend, I believe Jacob had a good journey. The Lord told him, he said, don't be fearful to go with them. He said, go. He said, I'll be with you. He said, that ain't all. He said, I'm going to visit you. He said, you're going to come up from out there. You're going to bring you out. You ain't going to stay down there forever. It's coming a day, my friend. It's coming a day. Tracy said something. Al Chunder, people worried. I've had calls. I've had people talk about this and that. Well, the world's coming to an end. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. What do you think? What do you think? My answer, for the most part, is, you want to talk about the end? So we're up there in that cemetery. An old boy I work with, he's Hispanic, he's from Guatemala. When he first come over here, he went to work for us at the last place I worked, and first place he ever worked. Anyway, had a 21-year-old boy, I told you about him. His boy got killed the other day in an accident, 21-year-old. And they had made some T-shirts. And I told the church, I'd called him several times. They'd send him messages from home and pictures. It's not like here. Different things. And I'd catch him over and he'd be on that thing and they'd just had all kind of words on it. But he'd have his son's picture and he'd just be sitting there and there'd be tears just flowing. They got him some T-shirts, sent him a T-shirt and it's got his son's picture on it and then it's got down here. And it's got something down here and I read it. I've
something caught my eye. I stopped him the other day. And when the son was born and when the son had died. But it had something right under it, and it said, sunrise, sunrise. That's when he was born. They put sunrise. And when he died, they put sunset. Sunrise and sunset. And I thought, man. Fact. Is that not a fact? Sunrise. Sunset, the end of the world. Go right up yonder. You'll find a beginning. You'll find an end.
Amen.
Their world is ended. As you said, they ain't coming back. You can't bring them back. They lived their life. They spent their time. They spent their time. There's a lot of them. I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. And I was here the first time, honest to goodness, I fell in love with a lot of folks. It's not here. It's not here, folks. They're not here. We had a group of women that sat on two benches over here. And brother, they as faithful is. Wouldn't they? Yes, sir. And then there's couples all throughout the church. They're not here. Oh, what a homecoming. Preacher, you think about them? Yes, I think about them. I really do. I look at it this way. I was young. They helped raise me. Do you know that? I had two children. Yeah, at that time. Had two. Three. Yeah, had all three of them. They helped raise us. They took care of us. Took us in their homes. Yeah. Loved us. Wrapped their arms around us. Huh? Why wouldn't it be a good homecoming day? Preacher, they ain't here. I can't worry and fret about them not being here.
Yeah.
It's still homecoming.
Yeah.
And you're here. A lot of you are here because of them. Because of them and because of who they were. It's homecoming, folks. I believe Joseph couldn't wait to see his father.
Yeah.
And Jacob couldn't wait to see Joseph. We have a loving Father, a heavenly Father.
Yeah.
That if you ain't been home in a while, He'd just love to see you.
Amen.
He'd just love to wrap them old loving arms around you and welcome you home. This morning. Right now. Right now. Nothing wrong with the Lord and His doings. Ain't nothing wrong. Let us stand.